That's the beginning of a new music video documentary by Fayetteville folk duo Steel on the Hill. The documentary is titled Ozarks, A Celebration in Song. On October 5th, the documentary premiered at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. In the film, Steel on the Hill performers Kelly Mulholland and Donna Sterna travel around the Arkansas Ozarks, meeting native Ozarkers who have interesting stories to tell. Sterna and Mulholland document these stories in their music. Mulholland says this project helps preserve the history and traditions of the Ozarks.
It's not a real academic sort of approach. We long for that thing, like I said in the film, that makes the Ozarks unique. You know, like I said, I grew up here, and I grew up around that kind of thing. And I can feel it dissipating. I can feel it disappearing right before my eyes. And that makes me sad. But it makes me happy to try to figure out how to preserve some part of it.
Steel on the Hill say the best part of making Ozarks a celebration in song was to be able to preserve the unique stories of Ozarkers and to gather footage of them at home with their families. Donna Sterna says these stories have universal appeal to people everywhere.
I think everybody craves a bit of those roots. Even when we do this Ozark material up in Michigan or out in California, everybody has that grandparents that lived on the farms, and there's just kind of a hunger and a longing and a resonating of that, no matter, even if you're not from the Ozarks, you know, people can relate to that feeling.
Maybe this is just good medicine for the
busy
for
world.
The modern world,
you know?
Which is becoming too much the same.
Now listening to an excerpt from the film where Steel on the Hill play music with Ed Stilley and his family. Stilley is from Hogscald Holler and is one of the last Ozark homesteaders. He builds one-of-a-kind folk instruments. Inscribed on each of his instruments are the words, "True faith, true light, have faith in God." Stilley is the subject of Steel on the Hill's song, "Take Me to the Other Side."
Let Ozark suns beating down, drop my pearl to rocky ground, and the world turned black and heart attack, and a vision passed before my eyes, was I dead or alive?
Ed Stilley's children and grandchildren attended the premiere of the documentary. Kelly Mulholland and Donna Sterna say meeting these unique people and turning their stories into music is a meaningful experience.
The visits themselves with the people we sing about and their families, that's the best part. And having the families here, it means so much to us, you know, to know that their children are proud to see this. That makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the best part.
And the one thing I hope that out of this whole thing is that there's people out there in Radio Land that are listening or that see the documentary, and they know they have a grandparent or somebody that needs their story turned into a song, that they find us. You know, it's stillonthehill.com, and they tell us that we need to go meet whoever that is. Whoever's out there, we want to hear the stories. We're open and receptive because that's what we love more than anything to do.
So it looks like this is an ongoing project.
Yeah.
This ain't over.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.